Rubio and Nelson's bill encourages states to allow law enforcement or a family member to go to court and seek a gun violence restraining order against someone they believe is dangerous.
These tools now give authorities the ability to go in and take away their guns with due process, but also to prevent them from buying others that could put people's lives in danger.
And Rubio says it's already happening in Florida. It's included in the gun safety law Governor Rick Scott recently signed.
And as we saw a few days ago, the court has applied for one in the case of the brother of the shooter in Parkland. And these extreme risk protection orders are, in my view, one of the most effective things that states can do to address it.
Earlier this week, Zachary Cruz, the brother of the Parkland shooter, was arrested for trespassing at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and allegedly overheard talking about his brother's notoriety. Under Florida's new red flag law, he could be hospitalized, undergo a mental health evaluation, and barred from acquiring firearms. The Broward County Sheriff's Office has requested approval from a judge to do so. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.